This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Some Coloradans are among those still searching for news about their relatives after an earthquake struck Columbia yesterday. Denverite's Sandy Butoga spoke with the owner of a Colombian restaurant here.
Adriana Osorio owns El Callejon, a restaurant in downtown Golden. Her niece lives in Cali, one of the Colombian cities that was hit hardest by the earthquake, and relayed the news of the destruction to her family over text.
She say it was crazy. In the kitchen, all the furniture on top was full.
Osorio is thankful her family is okay, but is very sad thinking about the situation. World Central Kitchen is accepting donations to provide meals for people in the affected areas. Sandy Butulga, Denverite.
The debate over debates in the Colorado governor's race is heating up. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
It's a perennial discussion that happens every election cycle. How many debates will candidates do, and what formats and hosts will they agree to? For the general election in November, Republican gubernatorial candidate Victor Marks and Democrat Phil Weiser are going back and forth about when and where to hold a face-to-face debate. Marks said he's committed to participating in one, but he doesn't want it to have any moderators, just the candidates directly asking each other questions. Weiser's campaign rejected that proposal and said, quote, "We only consider serious offers for debates." Weiser has already agreed to multiple media-hosted debates.
That's Benta Berkland. This is CPR News.